So in today's lesson, we'll be treating enclosures. You can use this in your highlight progression. I'm going to demonstrate it then. I'll explain later. So let's delve in. So let's break that down. Still playing in the key of C major. The progression still remains 1, 6, 2, 5. Of course, you can use your sevens, and that's going to be in the key of C. Your 1 is C major, 6 is A minor, then your 2 is D minor, then your 5 is G major. So I'm playing enclosures. I'm going to explain what enclosures are and how you can take advantage of your knowledge of enclosures to playing high life, African high life. You can use this technique for any music genre, but we just want to stay in the context of jazz, African, just spicing up our high life with little jazz. So first, you need to know your major scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. Those are your, those are the notes in the scale of C major. Of course, you can also play vertically. So, when we talk about enclosures, for all of these notes, we can add a bit of tension and release. So if this is the target note, for instance, do, so talking about enclosures, as the name implies, it's more like you're enclosing the notes, you're wrapping it up with some other notes. So this is your target note, do. You can think of this like a sandwich. You have two loaves of bread, then you have some spices, you might have some veggies, your carrots, your cucumber, and in that sandwich, right? So that sandwich is enclosed in the midst of two loaves of bread, if that makes any sense. So let's get back to the guitar. So this is C. So I can enclose this note by playing notes outside, and we'll be using some notes that are not in the scale. When I say the notes that are not in the scale, do, re, so I can play outside note, D, mo, mi, fa, fi, sol. So I can play other notes. Those are your chromatic notes. But the idea is you want to enclose the note. So let's demonstrate that. So if this is do, so you can go just like that sandwich, you can place a note below and above. So if this is do, I can go, this is a target note, so I can go, I can play, I can enclose this by just going a step back, and I can still enclose this just by going, this is the note we are targeting, so I can go above and below. So for instance, a simple enclosure will be Ti re do, this is the note. So I played, this is my target note, and I am just playing a note below, Ti, then above, then target, get to your target. You can also do this for this note, Fa, Mi, So, Fa. So, but you can also do this, Do, Ti. So that is just the basics of enclosures. So but in jazz, you would often try to make it sound more jazzy. You spice it up, you add more tension. So this is just using the notes in the major scale, C, right? Or this note, B, D, C. So I'm targeting C. I went half step below B and C, B, D, C to my target notes. I can do the same thing for this note, D. This is D. I can go a note below. C, E, D. Do, mi, re. This is my target note. Re. I can go below. Do, mi, re. But in all of these instances, I am just playing notes in the major scale. So I can add more tension by playing outside notes. For instance, the first example we played, do, ti, re, do. So this is target note. I can add, so to make it sound more jazzy. So they are called passing notes. So this is the notes we are actually trying to target. So every other note, they are passing notes. Then you dwell there. So passing notes are usually very, very brief. You don't dwell there. No, it's outside. So you have to. And most times, if you count 1, 2, 3, 4, they do not, your upbeat, which is your 1 and your 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 1 and 3. Like that. 1, 2, 3, 5. 1, 2, 3. So it's on 3. You can also do this 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4 and 1. You see, it's always landing on the 1 or the 3. Ti, re, do. So every other note, they are kind of fast. So I'm very sure for some of us right now, we're finding this difficult to comprehend. But the idea is, you can always get back to this video, slow things down, and try to understand. Then you'll be able to speed up in no time. So let's get back into our enclosures. So the first instance, ti, re, do, just using notes in the major scale, ti, re, do. Now I'm adding an outside note, ti, re, di, do. So I'm enclosing this note with this other note, the passing notes. Then. So all of this is actually aimed at trying to help you understand enclosures. So of course we have different other examples. This is just one. So this here, right, is just the first example. And let's get back to the ones I played at the beginning of this video. We're going to be using that as it's very common in jazz world. I know we're not playing jazz, but the idea is just to jazz up our high life by adding outside notes. So the first one I played,